4 days out, and the forecast looks fine for Sunday's 36th annual Broad Street Run in Philadelphia. And rain or shine, proceeds from the event will in part benefit current and future runners along Fairmount Park's Belmont Plateau cross-country course. Let's lace up with Dave Thomas, head cross-country coach at Philadelphia University, and Chris Dougherty, project manager with the Fairmount Park Conservancy. Dave and Chris, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having us.
Chris, the renovation is being overseen by the Conservancy. What's the point of the project?
We've really identified that the Belmont Plateau is a historic and storied course that is beloved in the city of Philadelphia. There's also a series of maintenance issues that we've identified. And so we've engaged a landscape architecture consultant to kind of take a look at some of the more long-term issues and see if we can make some permanent fixes in terms of drainage, erosion, improving the safety of the course. In addition to that, we're looking at a whole suite of signage, a full signage package to make the course more legible, and also kind of give the course a brand, much like a Van Cortlandt Park up in New York.
Dave, as a runner and bringing your teams to the vicinity, what state is that course in currently? Is it runnable?
Oh, it's runnable, but runners tend to be a hardy breed, so they'll put up with anything that goes along. But the whole goal is to make it safe and make it a championship type of course that Chris says deserves. So we just don't want to be a park to run on trails. We want it to be a top flight, you know, nationally known good course to run on.
Like Van Cortlandt in New York or Franklin Park in Boston.
Correct.
What's the benefit to the city at large of having a park of, say, that renown?
What I think ultimately we're trying to do is expand the profile of the Belmont cross-country course. And Dave is in conversations, I think, with the NCAA to try and look at, you know, are there opportunities to host some of those bigger races right now? Obviously, the course is well utilized by high school, Catholic League, public league, and also the CYO. But we're kind of looking at possibilities to make the Belmont Plateau a destination, really, for the city.
So short of this infusion of money, hopefully, to really take the plateau to the next level, what have you, Dave, been doing in the meantime to keep things at least on a level field?
I got involved roughly about 5 years ago on my own, more or less seeing that no one was taking care of the park, the trails. There was no posts, like nowhere to go as far as there. So basically I started organizing my own little group, cleaning up the trails. I made my own posts in my garage. I sunk them in the ground. All kind of nuts and bolts things until I brought the attention up to Jim Marino, who actually is the race director of the Broad Street Run, and Jim says, you know, we have to do more than this. So he's the one who kind of led us to the Fairmount Park Conservancy.
And so, Chris, is there a realistic timetable when, if the funding comes in, this project to overhaul and refurbish the Belmont Plateau region will be completed?
Yeah, thanks to the stewardship of the Broad Street Runners who've elected to donate to the Conservancy, we feel we've got money in hand to do the construction, do the installation of the signage, hopefully by the beginning of this cross-country season in the fall. And that will involve signage and wayfinding in addition to an information kiosk that will kind of orient runners to the various loops, but also provide a space where Dave can do some race administration, post some times, things like that.
Chris, I'm sure many listeners presume that the Conservancy is an arm of the Fairmount Park Commission, but indeed it's an unaffiliated nonprofit. Describe its goals and message in general.
Sure. We're the nonprofit partner that supports Philadelphia Parks and Recreation, the entire system. So we raise money for a whole host of programs, the Oval, some of our capital work that we're doing, and also some additional programs in neighborhood parks.
And recently merged with a historical branch of the Fairmount Park as well.
That's correct. We recently merged with the Fairmount Park Historic Preservation Trust, which is really oriented towards historic preservation and adaptive reuse of historic structures. So we're really trying to meld that into our operations on a day-to-day basis.
Dave Thomas, cross-country coach, runner in your own right. Describe for listeners Philadelphia's ranking among the great cities throughout the nation and world for ranking, and what is possible.
I think we're the top running city in the country, if you want to ask me. You know, we have the Penn Relays, which is far bigger history than any other city has in track and field. Belmont Plateau, if you want to go back to that, we did host a national championship here in 1976. And it was written up as a whole article in Sports Illustrated as the toughest cross-country course in the country at the time. And we have, you know, from Villanova to Temple to LaSalle, you know, we have a lot of great history as far as running goes here. Our CYO programs are the biggest in the country. We have what we're just touching on, the Broad Street Run, the biggest 10-mile race in the country. Philadelphia Marathon is one of the best marathons in the country. So if you want to put it all together, I don't know, you know, a far better city as far as, you know, running community than we have here.
Chris, is it too late to register to run?
No, in fact, it isn't. If you would like to support some of the improvements that we're making to the Belmont Cross Country course, you can go to myphillypark.org and click on the support tab on the top, and Run for the Park will be on the bottom of the page.
Chris and Dave, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Dave Thomas is head cross-country coach at Philadelphia University. Chris Dougherty is the project manager with the Fairmount Park Conservancy.